We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Some games around the NFC that we took notice of this weekend, and we're going to talk about it right now. First on Thanksgiving, Chicago goes into Detroit, gets a big lead early, and then falls apart. The Detroit Lions, very good football team at home.
Very good defense, and it looks like Calvin Johnson is healthy. They're going to be heard from over these last four games, and they've got a pretty easy schedule up until a Week 17 clash with the Packers. As for the Bears, I'm hoping they can beat the Cowboys on Thursday, but they just do not look very good.
Yeah, they'll be home against the Cowboys. The Giants blowing a 21-0
lead. You just hate to see that, Dave.
What a just a tough season for Tom Coughlin and a Giants team that you expect to have major changes at the end of the season. 3-9 for that team, along with the Redskins down at the bottom of the NFC East at 3-9. In Atlanta on Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals starting to show some signs that Drew Stanton not able to really carry the load without Larry Fitzgerald. Andre Ellington getting hurt. Tyrann Mathieu gets hurt on defense. I just think the Cardinals, with that schedule that they have, will have a tough time winning.
You find it hard to believe that they'll be able to stay up there in terms of a race for a bye. But then again, they were playing against a first-place team on the road. So what do you know?
That's right. The powerful Atlanta Falcons. And then in Green Bay, Lambeau Field, the site for really what a game that lived up to the hype. New England at Green Bay, and the Packers keep on rolling. They are so tough to beat as they look to kind of going running the table here. The last four games, not particularly tough. Packers will be a tough out if they get that first seed.
Yeah, if they get all those wins, if they run the table, it'll be tough to win in Lambeau. But listen, crazier things have happened. Giants did it a couple years ago.
Atlanta Falcons did it years ago with Michael Vick as the quarterback. We take a look now at the overall playoff standings. Four games to go. Arizona's still the number one seed. The Packers, number two. Philadelphia, three. And they would play at this point. Of course, the games don't count here. I mean, we're just playing around here, right? The Detroit Lions would beat them. Dallas Cowboys, I don't see them anywhere. Where would they be? Why are they not there?
Well, right now, they'd be the number seven seed.
But a lot of games to play.
A lot of games to play. And what's good for the Eagles is, by virtue of their win over the Cowboys and a superior intra-division record, it's really like a two-game lead they've got on Dallas. So Eagles definitely closing in on a potential back-to-back NFC East Championship. And as you mentioned with Arizona, I just find it hard to believe that they're going to win four straight games with Drew Stanton. So I think the Eagles have a good chance here if they can win out to get that bye.
Yeah, it's a really tough schedule for the Arizona Cardinals as it looks on paper now. And now we take our first look at the Seattle Seahawks, who come into Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday, the defending Super Bowl champions. The Eagles, of course, have won 10 straight home games, and we begin at the quarterback position. Russell Wilson, he just knows how to win football games. It doesn't have big passing numbers, doesn't turn the football over, runs extremely well, elusive, smart. He's really the whole package for the Seattle Seahawks, and he wins the Super Bowl in the second year of his NFL career and does it in really spectacular fashion against the Denver Broncos last year.
And you know Bill Davis is going to be preaching to his guys this week, especially in the secondary, that the play is never dead with Russell Wilson at quarterback. You got to cover for all 10 seconds maybe sometimes.
Do you spy him?
You might have to. And certainly the zone read is a big thing with Russell Wilson, so they're going to have to worry about his legs as well.
And the reason it's so difficult, his elusiveness helps so much. The run game with Marshawn Lynch, the powerful, at times unstoppable running back, Bo. Great matchup. Lynch for Seattle and LeSean McCoy running as well as he's ever run in his career for the Eagles.
And I have a lot of confidence in the Eagles' run defense that they'll be able to handle Marshawn Lynch. He's a different kind of running back, obviously, than DeMarco Murray, but seeing as well as the Eagles' defensive line did against Murray last week, I have a lot of confidence that this front seven can handle Lynch. I would say I'm more worried about Wilson.
And then what about the passing game? Obviously, the Eagles relying on Jeremy Maclin to lead the way. He's had an outstanding season, over 1,000 yards, 71 catches. But for Seattle, no big name Doug Baldwin. Is he going to do a lot of damage? Yeah, he could, because every receiver in the NFL is a great player. But the Seahawks traded Percy Harvin. That's one component that you don't have to account for, that breakaway speed. So it's really kind of a move-the-chains approach in the pass game for Seattle, or at times, run, play action, go over the top for a deep ball.
Now on the other side, the big question for me, of course, is what are the Seahawks going to do with Richard Sherman? Are they going to have him follow Jeremy Maclin all over the field? Are they going to stick him on one side? And if they do stick him on Maclin, how do the Eagles approach that? Do they sort of shy away from Jeremy and go to the Jordan Matthews and Riley Coopers of the world, or do they maybe try to still hit one deep?
Yeah, we'll see. Great matchups all around, including the defense. If Seattle comes in with the NFL's very best defense statistically, reputation-wise, and certainly from a confidence standpoint. The Legion of Boom playing outstanding football this season and just shut down football the last 2 weeks. And the Eagles have played quite well themselves and will have to make themselves a little statement, I would imagine, looking forward to gaining some street cred in the NFL.
Yeah, we talk about it every week, but those stats, those yardage stats are so unfair to the Eagles defense because of the tempo that the offense plays at. Per drive, the Eagles defense really as good as any team in the league, especially over the past 4 or 5 weeks.
And that is our first look. The 9-3 Eagles hosting the 8-4 Seattle Seahawks on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.